Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour, as we focus today on current and future uses of RFID technology across government. I'm your host, Albert Morales. On the line, we have Mr. Alan Estevez, Assistant Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Supply Chain Integration. Also in our conversation is Mr. Bob Luby, Vice President of the Supply Chain Management Practice at IBM. Mr. Estevez, how did DOD begin using RFID, and what were the early pilot uses?
First thing you have to recognize is that not all RFID is the same. There's different applications and different frequencies and different types of uses for RFID. So the department started using active RFID. An active tag has a battery. It's essentially a transponder. Can carry a lot more data, can carry sensor information. We use one that can carry the manifest of a 40-foot C-van or a large air pallet. Reads at about 100 meters. We started using that type of RFID shortly after the first Gulf War, Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, because we had moved so much stuff during that operation, and we were unable to track it and unable to ascertain what we had in the 44,000 C-vans we moved to Kuwait for the first desert operation. So we used active RFID throughout the 90s in our operations in Somalia, operations in Haiti, Bosnia, Kosovo. But every time we went back to use it, it was essentially an ad hoc operation. Had to relearn the lessons, had to refigure out how to do it. We've taken care of that going forward from Operation Iraqi Freedom. We've codified in policy and in doctrine that we will use active RFID as a standard way of doing business. Again, that's for tracking material through the transportation pipeline. We've also started to use passive RFID, EPC technology, which is the same technology being used by Walmart, Hewlett-Packard, Johnson & Johnson, and lately Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and other companies in the aerospace sector, as well as a number of pharmaceutical companies. I said Johnson & Johnson, Novartis, et cetera. So we're using the exact same technology that those folks are using in the supply chain, so that if you happen to be a company like General Electric that sells to the Department of Defense but also sells to Walmart, you can maximize the use of this technology, maximize your buy. That technology is a passive RFID, shorter read distance, about 30 feet, very little data on the tag, but again, you can use it for authentication of material and for tracking material through that supply chain and for inventory management receipt capability at the end. Started using that in about 2003. We are growing that application today, have it up and operable at our two major defense depots, and we're going to expand that during this year to the remaining depots in the United States, and then grow worldwide. Also have it out at some tactical sites, but that's going to be a longer-term growth in the Department of Defense.
We understand that all DOD suppliers are moving to RFID by 2007, and many are currently using this technology today. What is the status of implementing RFID now?
We put out a contract clause in November of last year, November 2005, requiring that suppliers moving material to those two main depots that I mentioned. One is in Central Valley, California. The other is outside of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Put out that requirement so that new contracts that are let to any vendor moving material to those facilities requires that they apply an RFID tag. We're going to put out another clause for comment and then put it into what we call federal acquisition regulation so that that will be applied to all the remaining depots in the United States this year, and then again to all facilities that have RFID capabilities starting 2007. I can't give you the exact number of contracts that have been let with that, but contracts have been being let with that clause since January of this year. Most of our suppliers are compliant. In fact, many of them are looking for applications to benefit them in the supply chain. Great support from the DOD supply community.
Alan, your website describes RFID as supporting the warfighter from factory to foxhole. Can you tell us about some of the challenges and lessons learned from deploying RFID in an in-theater operations environment?
First, let me go back and say, Bob, obviously we've been using active RFID for over 12 years, though we've really now just codified its use. So we have a pretty robust active network, and that works even in hostile environments because we had learned the lessons and learned how to use that technology. Implementing passive RFID while you're engaged in combat operations is a difficult task. The folks that you're trying to implement with, it's hard to implement a new technology and new business processes, and I'm going to go back to that point about business processes, while you're engaged in a hostile mission. The other point there is that the technology today is built for warehouse applications. Well, a military warehouse out in the field can be an extremely harsh, not covered environment, and so we need, for the most part, more ruggedized capabilities than works in commercial applications. With that said, we have some great applications ongoing today in Iraq, and we are going to grow those applications. But again, I want to go back to that point about business processes. You cannot just throw this technology up and expect to gain the benefits from the technology. You have to look at your business process and rework your business process to truly take advantage of the technology. I make one other point. Today, an Army in the battlefield, while engaged in combat operations, reads barcodes about 60% of the time to do inventory receipt. RFID can solve that problem. For the other 40%, obviously that material is not receipted. The folks that need it may not know that it is actually on site and ready for use for them. And it lengthens the time in the pipeline, causes reordering, causes more inventory in the system, has negative impact. RFID, by taking the need for an up-close and personal read of a barcode out of the hands of a soldier, sailor, airman, or marine, and putting it through the use of a standoff, hands-off read capability that can be read at 30 feet, can close out that pipeline, make that material ready for use, increase the readiness, and increase our combat capability.
Alan, for other leaders who may be listening this morning and are considering RFID technology, what advice do you have? What's worked well, and what hindsight do you have?
Two things that you really need, and I'm going to go back to my statement about business process change. You have to look at this as a transformational technology. It is not about pure technology. It is about changing your business process and taking advantage of that technology. Otherwise, you're going to lose out. Our best implementations to date have been folks in the field that had a business problem that they were looking to solve, took advantage of RFID technology to solve that business problem, and we've achieved great results in that. The trick for us is how do you expand that across the complex network of the Department of Defense. So you need people on the ground that are committed and are looking for the application and learning those lessons and are willing to share those lessons. The other thing you need is top-down commitment. If you look what's going out in the commercial sector, in places like Walmart or Gillette, Procter & Gamble, Hewlett-Packard, those folks are committed to rolling out this technology to change their business process and to increase their profitability. We need that same commitment in the Department of Defense, and I would submit that we do have that. We have great leadership support, and all you have to do is turn to the quadrennial review, where a 90-page document, one page talks about logistics in that document. One quarter of that discussion about logistics was about the need to implement RFID to facilitate supply chain change.
I'd like to thank Mr. Estevez and Mr. Brinkley for joining us today. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a special topics conversation with Dr. David Wild, RFID expert, Mr. Paul Brinkley, Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Business Transformation, and Mr. Alan Estevez, Assistant Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Supply Chain Integration. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about the programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.